Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer from PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Welcome in as we take a look at the Bears and the Baltimore Ravens on a short week. Tom, first thing pops in your head, concerns about this short week based on what happened on Monday Night Football and the loss to the Minnesota Vikings, getting ready for this Baltimore Ravens team.
Well, it's much as the atmosphere that they're going to go in and face, because it's going to limit what Mitchell Trubisky can do at the line of scrimmage in terms of commands. However, I'm more encouraged because there's more similarities to this defense and the one he's been practicing against for a longer period of time than the one he faced against the Minnesota Vikings. So I think Mitchell Trubisky can have a lot of mental recall from his practices he's gone through and how he can use them in the game. So I think it can help expedite the amount of information you can have in the game plan.
Conversely, now the Ravens have something significant on tape, an entire game in a regular season to evaluate. What are some of the things they might poke holes in to try and limit the effectiveness of the mobility of Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, they're going to have him think at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to have to process the information quickly. But then again, what are they looking at Mitchell Trubisky that scares them? Is Suggs fast enough to chase him around the corner? Do they have the ability to pursue when he gets outside the line of scrimmage? He has the ability to not only create a moving pocket, but escape from interior pressure. So all those things, it's kind of like a little give and take here. What do you build on with Mitchell Trubisky, and what are the Ravens nervous of?
First thing you think of the Baltimore Ravens is physicality. Obviously, back to the Ray Lewis era, but Terrell Suggs has that same thought process. Are they as physical, and are they as intimidating as they've been in the past?
They attempt to be, but I don't think they are. I really don't think they have the talent stockpile that they did at one time in Baltimore. So I think this is a team that, if you can get them off balance, if you can challenge their confidence, that you can do things offensively on behalf of the Bears to put the Bears in a positive position. So their grit comes from the personality of their head coach, but you still have to have the players on the field to perform at the level.
Joe Flacco is back, a Super Bowl winning quarterback. They're in a 2-year playoff drought. He's been sacked 9 times, 8 of those times on third down, and he's thrown 6 interceptions. Those are some of the hits on him. How has he performed overall from the pocket?
You know, I think he's still kind of in a development stage, because here's a guy that's recovering from an injury also. And I think until you're 100% confident in everything that's required of you and your job,
physically,
that you have, you have the ability to do, then I think it's a challenge for you, because there may be certain portions of the game that he wants to use a little bit more, but maybe he's not in shape yet to do it. So there's a lot of pressure on Flacco, not only because of the amount of money he makes for that team. He needs to be the reason that offense succeeds, and that hasn't been the case in a little window here.
The Bears have been banged up, but so have the Baltimore Ravens. In particular, the offensive line, they're going through guards like water right now. So who knows who's going to be able to play for the Ravens on Sunday. Thanks for watching, everybody. For Tom, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you next time.